Ezra, chapter 9. Now when these things had been done, the princes came to me, saying, The people of Israel, and the priests and the Levites, have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites, because they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yes, the hands of the princes and rulers has been chief in this trespass. When I heard this thing, I tore my garments and my mantle and plucked off the hair of my head and out of my beard and sat down stunned. Then were assembled to me every one who trembled at the words of the Elohim of Israel because of the transgression of those who had been carried away, and I sat appalled until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice I rose up from my heaviness, and having torn my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands to Yahweh, my Elohim, and said, O my Elohim, I am ashamed and I am blushing to lift up my face to you, my Elohim, because our iniquities are increased over our head and our trespasses grown up to the heavens. Since the days of our forefathers we have been in a great trespass to this day, and for our iniquities we have our kings and our priests been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of face, just as it is this day. And now, for a little space, grace has been shown from Yahweh our Elohim to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in this holy, in his holy place, so that our Elohim may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage, because we were bondmen, and yet our Elohim has not forsaken us in our bondage, but has extended us mercy in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our Elohim, and to repair the desolations of it, and to give us a wall in Yehuda and in Jerusalem. And now, O our Elohim, what will we say after this? Because we've forsaken your commandments, which you have commanded by your servants the prophets, saying, The land into which you go to possess is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the lands, and with their abominations, who have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Now therefore, do not give your daughters to their sons, neither take their daughters to your sons, nor seek their peace nor their wealth forever, so that you may be strong and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that you, our Elohim, have punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and have given us such deliverance as this, should we again break your commandments and join in an affinity with the people of these abominations? Would you not be angry with us till you had consumed us, so that there would be no remnant for escaping? O Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, you are righteous, because we remain yet escaped, as it is this day. Behold, we are before you in our trespasses, because we cannot stand before you because of this. End of chapter 9.